Organizers of a Bloomington solar initiative say most customers were able to get solar panels installed in time to reap the maximum benefits. But as WFIU's Sophia Salaby reports, some Bloomington residents had to go to other installers to meet an end-of-the-year deadline.
The Solar Indiana Renewable Energy Network, or SIREN, is running the initiative with the city of Bloomington. SIREN announced in September it was already over capacity. At the time, the group was working with only one installer and would not be able to meet all of the demand for solar panels. SolarEyes Bloomington volunteers credit the increased demand to a law passed earlier this year. That law decreases the amount utility companies are required to pay for excess energy being produced by sources like rooftop solar panels. It goes into effect January 1st. After that announcement, the group partnered with three additional installers and received help from several other local contractors. But SolarEyes Bloomington wasn't able to work with everyone. Gene Creek and his daughter had originally signed up for the program. When the initiative notified them in October that they wouldn't be able to install panels on their homes by the end of 2017, they went to a local contractor. Creek says his concern about the environment played a role in his decision to get solar panels.
Global warming is a real thing. Just have to look at California right now and knowing the intensity of the hurricanes that we've had this year. But it's a real problem.
A representative from SIREN didn't have an exact number, but said with the extra installation help, they've been able to surpass the number of installations they originally thought would be possible in 2017. For WFIU News, I'm Sophia Salaby.